96.7 Chime FM. Today's Light Rock, and there's Supertramp with the Logical Song. The fellow who was in that band is sitting right across from me here. It's Roger Hodgson. Hello there, Roger. Welcome to KEW.
Good, hot, sweaty afternoon to you.
You know, Roger, it's like this all the time here.
Yeah.
do you believe that?
Nay.
No. No, you got us on an exceptionally hot day.
It's
here.
It's amazing,
for
isn't
May,
it?
Yeah, 32 degrees Celsius, and we're glad to see you here. Now, you're in for Wednesday and Thursday, the Chime FM Electric Thursday series with the KW Symphony.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in town earlier to rehearse with the orchestra?
There is going to be some rehearsals, yeah. I'm here a couple of days before. And there's going to be rehearsal the day before.
Now, do you do this a lot around North America? You travel and play with different symphonies?
I alternate between solo shows where I have a wonderful sax player with me and then doing these wonderful orchestral shows.
Mm-hmm. Now, we enjoy hearing Supertramp songs from years gone by, and I wonder if you could just sort of update us, bring us up to speed as to what Roger Hodgson's been doing in the last several years.
Yeah, well, I've been really fielding a lot of requests to do shows around the world, so I've been doing a lot of traveling, touring, and having more fun than ever, playing a lot of my old material, mm-hmm. old favorites from Supertramp that I wrote, and some new material.
Now, when it came to writing for Supertramp, did you guys all kind of distribute it evenly? I know you're on a lot of the songwriting credits there, but there are other members of the band contributing quite a bit as well, didn't they?
Well, it was it wasn't really a band like that. Actually, to tell you the truth, when I wrote a song, I pretty much had the whole picture mm-hmm. before I presented it to the band.
Yeah.
And even though the writer's credits say Davis Hodgson, we actually, except for the very early days, we never really wrote together. So pretty much, even though we kept the writer's credit the same, it was kind of like Lennon McCartney.
Right. They, I get you, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So a song like Dreamer, any song I wrote, like Dreamer, Give a Little Bit, Take the Long Way Home, Logical, those are the ones I wrote.
Right. Now, am I right in assuming that in the early days of Supertramp, I'm thinking back to the Crime of the Century and the Crisis, What Crisis albums,
mm-hmm.
the Canadian audience accept what you guys were doing a lot quicker than the American audience?
You guys were way quicker on the
yeah,
uptake.
That's what I thought.
Canada just took us into your hearts and homes.
Because I remember you'd play in Montreal, you'd play at Massey Hall mm-hmm. in Toronto, and those kind of venues, you were there a lot.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing up here. We'd be struggling to get an audience down south in mm-hmm. America, and we'd come up here and fill the Montreal Forum to huge, wild applause. It was amazing.
And then things started really happening with Even in the Quietest Moments album. I think down in the States it started to break. And then, of course, Breakfast in America. Is that name of your album with the name America in it, and then they'll pay attention? Is that is that works?
I don't know. I think that was the one that clicked, obviously, for the States.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here especially, I mean, Crime of the Century really was the one that exploded here. And so Canada was with us for the next four.
Mm-hmm. Which was very rewarding for you when
apparently
you got
one in 20 Canadians had both albums.
Yeah, they were huge sellers. Yeah. Yeah, didn't chart that high in the U.S. But, you know, we like to have some things of our own, don't we?
Yep.
Now, the reason you do the work with the symphonies is because some of the music by Supertramp was so dramatic and so mm-hmm. well-produced. It just lends itself so well to the symphony orchestra venue, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, to tell you the truth, when I wrote Fool's Overture, for example, I really saw that. I heard an orchestra in my head, and mm-hmm. But it was only 20 years later that I was actually able to fulfill that.
And that's a very adventurous piece of music, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I don't know where that came from, but it's one of my favorites that I've written.
Yeah. Now, you brought your guitar with us, and uh-huh. I'm assuming you were going to use it to play a song for us. What would you like to do for us?
Well, what do you feel like hearing?
Well, we were talking about this. So Even in the Quietest Moments is a great tune. We like hearing that.
Oh, okay. You like to hear that one?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure. Here's Roger Hodgson on Chime FM.
I love this song.
Even in the quietest moments, I wish I knew what I had to do. And even though the sun is shining, I can feel the rain. Here it comes again, dear. And even when you showed me, my heart was out of tune. But there's a shadow of doubt that's not letting me find you too soon. The music that you gave me, the language of my soul. Lord, I wanna be with you, won't you let me come in from the cold? The sun fade away. Don't you let the sun fade away. Don't you let the sun be leaving. Won't you come to me soon? And even though the stars are listening and the ocean is deep, I just go to sleep. Then I create the silent movie. You become the star. Is that what you are, dear? Your whisper tells a secret. Your laughter brings me joy and a wonderful feeling. I'm nature's own little boy. But still the tears keep falling. They're raining from the sky. Well, there's a lot of me got to go under before I get high. Don't you let the sun disappear. Don't you let the sun disappear. Don't you let the sun be leaving. Won't you come and get into my heart? Was it just a dream? And though your door is always open, where do I begin? May I please come in, dear?
It's Roger Hodgson on Chime FM with Even in the Quietest Moments. That was the title song. Was it your third Supertramp album? Was that correct?
Actually, it was the fifth. It was the third of the golden years.
Right, exactly. Yeah, there was a couple before Crime of the Century, I guess, that many people didn't know about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's great. How do you feel about other groups covering your songs? Like, I'm thinking of Goo Goo Dolls that Give a Little Bit recently.
Well, it definitely brought the song back to a whole another generation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I can't say I'm crazy about the version, but I appreciate them doing it.
Yeah, for financial reasons, probably, right?
Yeah.
And it keeps the band in the center of attention
It's just wonderful, because Give a Little Bit actually has had such a revival these last few years. It's been requested. I get so many requests for that song, especially for fundraising reasons. The tsunami really had a flood of requests for that song to help. Different organizations, the Cartoon Network. We work pretty closely together with a campaign for raising funds for Tsunami, and it's wonderful. It's a perfect lyric, the perfect message. And
can you just play a couple of the chords so people can recognize this is the guy who really did it on the record too? Do that.
Yeah, I can play more than a couple of chords.
Sure.
That's very simple. You want me to continue?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Give a little bit, or give a little bit of your love to me. I'll give a little bit, I'll give a little bit of my love to you. There's so much that we need to share, so send a smile and show that
that you can. I gave a little bit, I gave a little bit of my life for you. So give a little bit, or give a little bit of your time to me. See the man with the lonely eyes, oh, take his hand, you'll be so surprised, yeah. Give a little bit, or give a little bit give a little bit, I'll give a little bit of my life for you. Now's the time that we need to share, so find yourself, we're on our way back home. We're going.
It's Roger Hodgson of Supertramp, and Give a Little Bit, the song you remember from the Supertramp album called Even in the Quietest Moments. So that's one of the songs you're going to do for us on Wednesday and Thursday night?
You bet.
What else can we expect?
Oh, boy. You know, I'm having trouble slimming down the set list. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I've got so many songs to pull from, but a lot of the songs that people know, Take the Long Way Home, Breakfast in America, Dreamer, mm-hmm. Fool's Overture.
Now, do you bring your orchestral arrangements with you and just hand them out to the orchestra members?
Yeah, there's a wonderful man, Peter Brennan, who's mm-hmm. written some beautiful orchestrations.
All right. Well, Roger, I want to thank you so much for coming in today. That was a real treat to see you play those tunes.
It's my treat. It's great to be back and look forward to seeing you.
And Roger Hodgson, part of our Electric Thursday series. And Roger was so electric, we had to have it for 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
At the Center in the Square in Kitchener. box office number is 578-1570. And have a couple of wonderful shows there, Roger. Thanks
I'm
so much
really
for dropping
looking forward
in.
To it. Thank
All right,
you.
Thank you. Let's see what's going on in traffic this afternoon for Rogers Wireless at 323. Here's the latest with Amy Arbuckle.